23 away from 8, time for our weekly flick through the Sunday papers, and suddenly there was other stuff to talk about. Just a fortnight from an election, a new government in, and politics seemed to have lost its interest for the Sunday tabloids. The prosecution rests, you might say. There are pockets of resistance, of course, at the Sunday Telegraph. Miranda Devine weighs in to the debate on female representation in the federal cabinet.
Rather than moaning about Julie Bishop being the only female in cabinet, or slagging her off as token, as Ida Buttrose did last week, ambitious women should take a leaf out of the Foreign Minister's book. She's clearly doing something right.
And part of that would be remaining resolutely childless and careerist, deliberately barren, as the charmless Senator Bill Heffernan might put it. For as Annabel Crabb points out in the Fairfax Sundays...
For chicks, you can choose politics or you can choose having children. The odds are against you pulling them both off at the same time. And if you do, life will be very, very hard.
On this point, Annabel is quite determined.
This has always been true. It is still true. And it will keep being true until society stops assuming that a man who leaves his children for 18 weeks a year is normal, but that a woman who does the same thing is an evil hell crone with hospital strength domestos in her veins.
The proposition is rather simpler, according to Miranda.
One of the problems for many women rising through the ranks of politics or the corporate world is that, unlike Bishop, they don't understand how to be team players.
Ah, yes, teamwork. Such a vital ingredient in the we're all in this together. No, really, after you, world of politics. And the very mention of selfless team play brings to mind a mental image of Kevin Rudd. Remember him? Well, his team owes him a debt of gratitude, according to this morning's Sun Herald.
Labor would have been reduced to a parliamentary rump worse than in the Whitlam defeat of 1975 had it not replaced Julia Gillard with Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister, according to leaked internal polling. Mr Rudd saved Labor at least 15 seats, including those of enemies Wayne Swan, Warren Snowden and Gary Gray.
But it's at about that point that the discussion of politics runs out of puff.
Maid of dishonour. Show us the worst bridesmaid dresses you've ever seen.
See? Proof there from the Sunday Telegraph that in the absence of a pestilential political paradigm more deserving of the newspaper's attention, we are returning to a news cycle dominated by the deeper concerns of Middle Australia.
Photos our celebs don't want you seeing. Take a peek at some of the A-listers and the before shots they'd prefer stayed hidden.
Which is not to say there is an entire absence of serious news. Bushfire kids are doing it tough as another summer looms, reports the Sunday Herald Sun.
Trauma among Victoria's bushfire children is still rife 4 years after the fires. A report into their well-being has found.
While the Sunday Telegraph has new insight into the causes of domestic violence.
New South Wales is in the grip of a domestic violence crisis, with 135,000 reported cases last year, up 30% from 5 years ago. Men are key to turning the tide, police say.
That would presumably be because it's men that do it? Well, not so much, according to New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Mark Murdoch.
In an exclusive in-depth interview with Mr Murdoch, he called on good men to stand up and ostracise those who are violent towards women.
Ah, society as ever to blame. Well, let's let politics have the last word here, because great things are afoot courtesy of the voters of southeastern Queensland. Well, a few of them. 36 of them, in fact.
Mining giant Clive Palmer narrowly won the seat of Fairfax on Saturday by just 36 votes in a knife-edge result that will head for a recount on Monday.
This is a result that has Mr Palmer seething.
A full review of Australia's voting system is required, Mr Palmer said. Our right to a transparent democracy demands it.
And there may well be others among us who look at that result and think something quite similar.